At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. You can find this podcast on various platforms, including YouTube at Inspirations by God Ministry. Please download, subscribe, like, comment, and share.
And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture. Coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I just want to thank you for another day, Father God. Thank you for another day, Father God, that we get to see the sunshine, Father God. Thank you for another day, Father God, that we get to come to you, Father God, and pray to you. Thank you for another day that we get to come to you to praise your holy name, to worship you, Father God. Thank you for another day, Father God, that we can receive more of your grace, more of your love, more of your mercies, more of your compassion, more of your comfort, more of your blessings, more of your miracles, Father God. So thank you for another day, Father God. Another day we get to love on our families, Father God. Another day that we get to love on our children, Father God. In the name of Jesus, another day we get to make an impact in someone else's life. Another day we can have the ability to encourage someone else. Another day that we have the ability to be able to uplift someone else. Another day that we have the ability to be able to inspire and motivate someone else. Another day that we could come and pray to you on behalf of someone else. Father God, I just want to say thank you, Father God. Father God, life is not easy, and a lot of people are going through trying times on today. And a lot of people, Father God, are very discouraged, Father God. A lot of people feel like they're in the dumps, Father God. And it's not that they want to be in the dumps. It's not that they're not working hard. It's not that they're not trying, Father God. But just circumstances and situations just keep coming. And just sometimes it feels like we're being claustrophobic, Father God. It feels like we're being suffocated with the world's problems, Father God. We're being suffocated, Father God, with not having enough money to pay our bills. We're being suffocated not having enough money to be able to go to the doctors or to pay our co-payments or to pick up our medication, Father God. Sometimes people are being suffocated with not having enough money just to buy food, Father God. Something that is extremely essential. Not being able to buy Pampers for their children, Father God. Having the problems of buying formula, Father God. Everyone is not eligible for WIC. Everyone is not eligible for EBT assistance, Father God. But Lord God, I truly believe your word on today. And not just today. I honestly really believe your word. Regardless of how difficult it may get, even in my own personal life, Father God. Regardless of what I don't have. No, it's not easy when we're going through, Father God. Yes, it's painful. Yes, it can be hurtful. But Father God, I truly take comfort in your word because I truly stand on your word. I truly stand on your promises, Father God. One of my favorite scriptures when it says, my God shall supply all of our need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Lord God, Christ has it all, Father God. The fullness is in Christ, Father God. And because the fullness is in Christ, Father God, and we are in Christ, Father God, we have the fullness, Father God. So we shouldn't be living in lack, Father God. Teach us, Father God, how to apply the word of God to our lives. Help us to apply the word of God correctly to our situations, Father God. Help us to truly get in your word, not just when we're going through something, Father God. Not just when we need something from you, Father God, but help us to get into the Word of God on a consistent basis, that our minds may be renewed, that our hearts may be transformed, and that when we are going through different things, Father God, that we'll know how to go to your Word and hold on, Father God. We won't be so easily frazzled, Father God. We won't be so easily shaken, Father God. We won't be so easily to rock, Father God, but we'll be able to be anchored and steadfast in you, Father God. So, Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to give us the strength to learn, Father God, how to apply your Word effectively into our lives and into our situations. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray you. Amen, amen, and amen. So God bless you, God bless you, and God bless you.